So raise your hand if you've ever been asked the question, are you saved? Okay. Well, that's really, I think, the theme of the scriptures today. It's how do we get saved? How do we go to heaven? How do we enter the kingdom of God? Church, these are matters of life and death. But I want to tell you the good news right out. The good news is that God wants all people to be saved. God wants all people to be saved. And today in our first reading, we hear that God speaks through Moses and tells Moses to give people these laws and decrees because God wants all his people to be saved. So he gives Moses these laws to give to the people. And Moses appeals to their practical wisdom. He says, okay, guys, there's only two ways to go. You can have blessing or you can have curse. You know, so what do you want? You know, so he leaves it up to them. He says, if you keep the laws and decrees which I'm giving you today in God's name, you'll be blessed. If you don't, you'll be cursed. It's up to you. So he appeals to their practical wisdom. But as salvation history goes on, God becomes more personal than that. He doesn't just give laws and decrees to Moses to give to his people. But because he wants all people to be saved, he sends his law as a person. He speaks his word, and his word becomes a person to walk among us and have fellowship with us and have relationship with us. And that is the grace that Paul talks about that is freely given. God comes among us, freely given to each of us, so that we can be saved. And so Jesus comes among us, and Paul then writes, it is no longer by the works of the law that you will be justified. You will be justified now by faith. And faith, in the biblical sense, in the Pauline sense, means personal engagement. Giving over of one's whole life, absolute trust, it means relationship, with this Word of God who becomes a person. And so it's no longer what we do that saves us, Paul says. It's having faith in Christ. It's having that relationship with Christ. Because, after all, that's what heaven is, isn't it? Heaven is relationship with God. That's what heaven will be about. It will be about our relating to God, our transforming union with God. So heaven is not a sweepstakes prize for a great vacation at that golf course in the sky. Heaven is not a merit badge for the good things that we have done. Paul says we're justified by faith in Christ, by that relationship with God's Word who becomes a person. So we don't get to heaven because we're a good person or a nice guy. That's not how the Bible tells us we get to heaven. Because after all, what does it mean to be a good person? I mean, who is that anyway? The testimony of Scripture says, you know, really raise that. What is a good person? One guy came up to Jesus once, you know, who was a real good person. You know, he says, Lord, he asked this very question that the Scriptures deal with today. He says, Lord, how will I get to heaven? What must I do to be saved? And he tells about all the things that he has done. He's a good person. He follows the law. He does all the good things. And Jesus says, no, you know, sell your possessions and come after me. But before Jesus says that to him, you know, the man comes up and says, good teacher, what must I do to be saved? And Jesus says, what are you doing calling me good? There is only one who is good, God alone. Now, of course, Jesus is consubstantial with the Father, you know, but he's saying this to make a point. If this guy is coming up to me, Jesus says, because he sees me just as a man and a good teacher, you know, no, there's only one is good. That is God. So Jesus makes that very clear. And then we hear Paul say today in the second reading along that line, he says, all have sinned. All have sinned. And we hear the prophet Isaiah tell us, chapter 64, verse 5, that all our upright deeds, all the things that make people be called good people, are like filthy rags to God, compared to God. So we don't get to heaven by being a, quote, good person, whatever that is. Because that leaves salvation up to us. That means that we earn our salvation. If I can only be good, then I'll go to heaven. That's not what the scriptures teach us. Wow, even beyond being a good person, we have some shocking words that Jesus tells us in the gospel. He says, on that day, you know, people will come up to me and say, Lord, Lord, I not only was a good person, but I did all these great things like, you know, in the name of God, you know, I prophesied, I drove out demons, I worked miracles and did mighty deeds. And Jesus says, I never knew you. How personal is that? I never knew you. What Jesus wants is for us to know him. He wants us to be engaged with him. Because again, that's what heaven's about. It's about engagement with this Lord. So Jesus makes it very clear that it could be that we could be doing the work of the Lord and not know the Lord of the work. So it's very, very personal. And then Jesus tells this story, this wonderful parable, about these two guys who want to build a house. You know, they both have the same materials to build a house. They both build it, okay? They got the same materials. All of us have the same material. That is that God has revealed his Son Jesus to us. He has brought his word to us as a person. Both of these guys expend the same effort to build their house. But one has practical wisdom and knows how you build a house that will last. The other one just wants to live on the beach and see the sunset every night. Doesn't know what he's doing. And his house collapses. So we all have the same material. That is, Jesus has revealed himself to us. We can expend the same amounts of effort in life. It can either be that we're spending our efforts to seek God and to get to know God and to love God and to be engaged with Jesus, or we can spend all our efforts on something else, whatever it is. It's up to us. But those who have practical wisdom know that it is to build our house on the rock of our relationship with Christ. Now, Jesus says all this at the end of the Sermon on the Mount. He says, if you act on these words of mine, you'll be like that wise man. And all the things that Jesus talks about in the Sermon on the Mount, things like, for instance, abandonment to God's providence. We just heard that a couple weeks ago. Jesus said, look at the birds in the sky and the flowers in the field, you know. Don't worry about what you're supposed to eat or wear, stuff like this. You know, trust in me. Trust in me. That's very personal. Okay, that's not about following some law or following some, you know, being a good person. It's about trusting Christ. He says, he gives us the doctrine of the Beatitudes. If we live by that doctrine, so much of that has to do with our relationship with Jesus. Go back and look at it. If we pray the Our Father, the whole first part is directed to God and giving glory to him and doing his will. And the rest of it is again about surrendering ourselves to God. That's very personal. When Jesus tells us in the Sermon on the Mount to avoid judging other people, when he tells us to love our enemies, when he tells us to stop the cycle of violence, quote, good people don't do that. People who love Christ will do that for him because he said so. Jesus says, only those who do the will of my Father in heaven will be saved. And how do we do anybody's will unless we know that person? We have to know someone to know what their will is. So we all have the same materials. We all have been given all the same tools. Let us also have that practical wisdom to know how we get to heaven. Amen.
Amen.